Welcome again to the Mattaquan School District Special Meeting, January 16th, 2015. Our opening statement, pursuant to NJSA 10:4-10, notice of this meeting has been provided by publication in Asbury Park Press, the Coast Star, and posted in the Borough Hall of Mattaquan, and in the schools within the time limits prescribed by law. Please join me for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sandy, roll call, please.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mr. Clayton.
Here.
Mrs. DePalma.
Here.
Mr. Fiore. Mr. Gardner.
Here.
Mrs. Garrett Muley. Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mrs. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Vitale.
Here.
Mr. Walsh.
Here.
Mrs. Walsh. Shane McNamara. Craig Lappin. We have quorum.
Please note that Mr. Fiore is here. Our mission statement, Mattaquan School District mission is to empower students to reach their potential and become lifelong learners. We strive to ensure that students play an active role in their education, are guided by rigorous academic standards aligned with the New Jersey Core Curriculum Content Standards, and function within the community that regards students, educators, and parents as full participants in the educational process. We dedicate ourselves to the realization of a supportive learning environment that nurtures growth, personal integrity, and mutual respect. Our statement to the public. Oftentimes, it may appear to members of our audience that the Board of Education may take action with very little comment, and in many cases, by a unanimous vote. Before a matter is placed on the agenda at a public meeting, the administration has thoroughly reviewed the matter with the superintendent of schools. If the superintendent of schools is satisfied the matter is ready to be presented to the Board of Education, it is then placed on the agenda at the next committee of the whole meeting. The members of the board work with the administration and the superintendent of schools to assure that they fully understand the matter. After the committee of the whole approves the matter, it is placed on the agenda for action at a public meeting. In rare instances, matters are presented to the Board of Education for discussion at the same meeting that final action may be taken. Public forum on agenda items. Time may be allocated for a public comment at this meeting. Each speaker may be allotted a limited amount of time when recognized by the presiding officer. In the event it appears the public comment portion of the meeting may exceed 45 minutes, the presiding officer may limit each statement made by a participant to 3 to 5 minutes in duration, which will be the case today for anyone wishing to comment. Individuals wishing to address the board shall be recognized by the presiding officer and shall give their names, addresses, and the group, if any, that they represent. Although the board does encourage public participation and reserves the right through its presiding officer to terminate remarks to and or by any individual not keeping with the conduct of a proper and efficient meeting. During the public participation portions of this meeting, the board will not respond to questions from the public involving employment, appointment, termination of employment, negotiations, terms and conditions of employment, evaluation of the performance of, promotion or disciplining of any specific or prospective or current employee. This public forum is limited to comment on items included in this agenda only. If there's anyone from the public that would like to comment on anything, it says this agenda, but it would be anything at all at this time. Right here, sir.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen of the board. My name is Peter O'Neill, and many of you...
Your address, please, sir.
My address is 324 Perron Boulevard, Mattaquan, New Jersey. Many of you don't know me. Some of you do. But I'd just like to give you a little background on myself. I was the founding president of Mattaquan Inline Hockey. I was a volunteer assistant coach for Mattaquan JV Hockey. I was the founding coach of St. Rose Ice Hockey and the founding president and coach of the Saints Ice Hockey Travel Organization. I have coached well over 500 games in the Wall Arena, and I'm here to just provide a little bit of insight as to what may have taken place that day. First and foremost, at the Wall Arena, when you're coaching, my feet are at the bench level. We are standing directly behind the bench. So if a child is sitting on the bench, my feet are directly behind his rear end. Many times as a coach, the players are facing me forward. They don't even hear you when you're talking to them. So I don't know what happened at the game. I was not there. But I've kicked every player that's ever played for me. Every single one. Not maliciously, not with intent to harm them, but to get them moving down the bench or to get them up for their shift. And from a parent's point of view, it's 100 feet away at least. It could be construed as anything, something more of something that was harmless. I've kicked every single one of my players, many of them multiple times in the same game. It happens. But it's not where I'm teeing up a football and taking a full kick at them. It's more like I'm playing catch with my dog with my foot. And that sometimes can be construed from 100 feet away as something that may have been meant to endanger a child. I know Jim Dowd. I've played against Jim Dowd. I've known him since 1983. I had the unlucky privilege of covering him when we played against him when I was at Seton Hall Prep. It was the one time in my life I was actually upset at him because I couldn't keep up with him. Jim Dowd has been a gentleman since the day I met him. He's been a great coach, and he's been a great ambassador for hockey. He's won on every level there is, high school, collegiate, and the NHL. I could never imagine him doing something malicious like that to a child, ever. But some other insight I just want to share with you is, I'm one of the guys that rebirthed Manasquan hockey. I was responsible for getting hundreds of kids in this town and surrounding towns playing hockey again. After Rick Trimble, the father of Manasquan hockey, left to go on to coach at the collegiate level. With that being said, in my eyes, as someone who knows the game, who knows all the ins and outs of coaching, as I said, I've coached over 500 games at that arena. I've babysat many, many, many children, and even more parents. And that's my belief, what you might have a situation like that today. But the state of Manasquan hockey, the future of it, has never, ever, ever been brighter than it is today with Jim Dowd at the helm. He's a gentleman. He's a great coach. He's forgotten more about hockey than I'll ever know. And I stand that saying that in public as a guy who's coached hundreds of games on all sorts of levels. But I think what's going on, I think it probably a misconstrued situation. Thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Anyone else? Seeing no one? Executive session.
Tom.
I'm sorry?
Do you want to come speak?
I'm Norman Peer.
Right to the microphone, please.
I'm Norman Peer, attorney for Jim Dowd, who just walked in with me. We went to the other building, but I did anyway. But thank you very much. I heard those very kind remarks and very appropriate ones. And thank you very much. Is Mike Gross here by any chance?
Straight ahead.
We have to turn that microphone on, sir.
Okay. Thank you. Is there any particular place that Jim Dowd and I should stand? Or sir?
He's going to fix that.
He's going to get
turn it off.
Didn't hear any of it?
Okay. I'm sorry. My name is Norman Peer. I'm the attorney for Jim Dowd. I'm with the law firm of Lemira Davis in Freehold. And Jim is here with me. We understand from the very fine statements by Mr. O'Neill, is that correct? Just made those statements.
We're at the public comment portion of the meeting.
Okay.
So anyone that would like to say anything
to
the board on any issue is permitted to do so.
Okay, fine. We have no statement to make. Thank you.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to be heard?
My name is Gene Ross. I live at 1303 Narcita Drive, Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
Can you do me a favor and just push that button on the top and see if it lights up?
It's working.
It is?
Is it working?
Oh.
Hello?
It's on.
No. Okay.
How about I yell?
I appreciate it. Not the light one. Right in.
My name is Gene Ross. I live at 1303 Nursita Drive, Point Pleasant, New Jersey. My son is a member of Jim's team. And the only reservation that I have about Jimmy Dowd is that he doesn't come back. And that something like this prevents him from staying with the program. Thanks.
Chris Daugherty, 52 Clark Street, Manasquan. I'm just going to be simple about it. This is a complete joke.
My name's Dan Murray, 507 Foreman Avenue, Point Pleasant Beach. And I've known Jim through all my son's hockey playing years. And he's taken, weak teams, made him stronger, made teammates friends. They respect him because he respects them. And whether it's at the beach or in the rink or snowboarding or anything, the guy's a great guy and he's all about the kids. The game is a game of passion that there's a lot more parents that should be on trial here than coaches. And I've been in 10 years of travel hockey and everything. So, I mean, we've got to balance this that, everyone's got to be accountable. But, it's a passionate game. And kids need to be pushed. And they need to be honestly, they need to be shoved sometimes, too. We all know that. And some of us don't do it enough to our own kids. So, I'm just saying for his integrity for the sport and for the kids and for being the right kind of person is, you can't question it. So I hope I said everything right.
My name is Anthony Foglia, 42 North Main Street, Manasquan. Jim's coached three of my kids, coached my daughter for three full entire travel seasons. So I have a lot of experience with Jim as a person, Jim as a mentor, Jim as a coach. There is no better mentor, teacher, coach than Jim Dowd. I've seen him coach hundreds of games. Would never, ever do anything to harm a kid. So it's just, I have the experience, some experience of seeing Jim coach hundreds of games, and he would never, ever do anything like he's being accused of. It's just totally ridiculous. He's just the greatest mentor for these kids, the greatest teacher of life lessons for these kids. And that's his job. You know, it's, for me, this goes way beyond hockey. I want my kids to learn the right way in life. And that's what Jim is doing. He's teaching these kids how to be respectful, how to be responsible, how to be accountable. He's teaching them the path for success, to be winners in whatever these kids decide to do after their high school days and hockey playing days are over. And to me, that's really important to me, that a person like Jim Dowd can affect and teach these kids and touch these kids in a very special way. And I think he's one of the greatest coaches and people I've ever met in my life. And I guess that's about it.
Good afternoon, folks. My name is Chris Root. I'm the current president of Manasquan Inline Hockey. He mentioned it, and the gentleman before me mentioned it as well. But I just wanted to attest to Jim Dowd's character and how he mentors the young people. We in Manasquan Inline Hockey, we have kids maybe from 5 to 15, and Jim comes down every once in a while. He'll help us and be such a great ambassador of the game. But more importantly, at the awards dinner, Jim said, "Guys, you know what the most important thing to do if you want to be good in school and play high school hockey? You have to read." It's the first thing he said. In fact, the only advice he gave the kids. He said, "You have to read, because if you read, your comprehension will be better, you'll do better in school, you'll be able to deal with the rigors of your academic workload while you play sports." And I sort of, sometimes people say that and it's over the kids' heads, and you know, you hope, well, if there's 200 kids here, maybe it resonates with one kid. And on the way out, Scouts Honor, on the way out, a little kid said, "I can't believe now we have to read," which I thought was really funny. But the influence that he has, I mean, I don't know how many astronauts we've had from New Jersey. I know there's at least one, but I mean, the guy's reached the pinnacle of his sport, and he's certainly a resource for our community. He's very giving. I mean, we've taken him for granted, quite honestly, as a hockey community. If you're not a part of the hockey community, there's no other person from our state, and this guy that has reached the pinnacle of the sport, and he has, and he was a big factor in it, and he's got a lot to share and a lot to give our kids, and we should really treasure his contribution to our youth. And I know he inspires kids that he may not even get to coach. There's little guys, little kids that think, "Oh boy, now I want to play high school hockey." And if that helps just one kid, that's more than most coaches can do, whether he's fantastic on the ice or you know. And I'm sure in a situation like this, if you have an anger issue, that becomes evident. I mean, you know, if you have issues over and over with one particular problem, that becomes evident. It's never been in his history. He's been coaching a long time. He's been in the sport a long time. I can't imagine that something like this, and sort of a quick word or a brief accusations or even a serious accusation that we all have to take seriously, but one particular accusation could kind of derail this, because it's so much momentum, so much inspiration. And I just wanted to attest to Jim's character in that way, because he really gives back to our kids, and I appreciate him very much. So I hope he stays around.
Seeing no one else, executive session. Whereas the Senator Byron M. Baer Open Public Meetings Act, NJSA 10:4-6, et sequel, the Act, provides the Manasquan Board of Education may hold an executive session from which the public is excluded to discuss matters that are confidential or are one of the 9 subject matters listed in Section 12B of the Act. Excuse me. Whereas it is recommended by the superintendent that the Manasquan Board of Education go into executive session on this day in Manasquan, New Jersey, to discuss matters that are permissible for discussion in executive session. And whereas the length of the executive session is estimated to be 60 minutes, after which the public meeting of the board shall reconvene and proceed with business. And whereas that the board hereby declares that its discussion of the following subjects will be made public at a time when the public's interest is in disclosure is greater than any privacy or governmental interest being protected from disclosure. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the Manasquan Board of Education, the board shall go into executive session to discuss the following items. Number 8, personnel matters. Items discussed in executive session may be result in board action when this board reconvenes to public session. Do we have a motion to adjourn to public to executive session? No. Mr. Walsh, seconded by Mrs. Muley.
Before there's a vote, I just want to let everyone know that I have spoken to both Mr. Gardner and Ms. De Palma about the executive session, and they have informed me that due to some of the subject matter that may be discussed in that executive session this afternoon, that since they believe there may be a potential for a conflict of interest, both of them are recusing themselves from participation in the executive session discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Cross. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Anyone opposed? Thank you. Thank you all for your patience. Roll call, please, Sandy.
Mr. Catani.
Here.
Mr. Clayton.
Here.
Mrs. DePalma.
Here.
Mr. Fiore.
Here.
Mr. Gardner. Mrs. Garrett Muley.
Here.
Mr. Pellegrino.
Here.
Mrs. Smith.
Here.
Mr. Serino.
Here.
Mr. Vitale.
Here.
Mr. Walsh.
Here.
Mrs. Walsh. We have a quorum.
Thank you. Moving on to old and new business, Mr. Gross has a statement he'd like to read.
This afternoon, the Board of Education received a press release from the Monmouth County Prosecutor's Office through the Wall Township Police Department. I'd like to read what that press release says. It says, "The Wall Township Police Department," by the way, I'm violating your rule about using cell phones during your meeting. "The Wall Township Police Department has concluded its investigation into the allegations against Manasquan hockey coach Mr. James Dowd. As a result of that investigation, there will be no charges filed by the Wall Township Police Department." The investigation was initiated after a parent of a player signed a private citizen complaint against Dowd for simple assault while acting in his capacity of a coach. The private citizen complaint summons for simple assault will be adjudicated at a later date in Wall Township Municipal Court. That was what we received this afternoon.
Thank you, Mr. Gross. The board has received the consent of Mr. Dowd to advise you that we have discussed the issues raised involving Mr. Dowd's coaching with Manasquan. After review of the information supplied by the administration as a result of their lengthy investigation, coupled with the press release from the prosecutor's office about the charges, the board is accepting the superintendent's determination to have Mr. Dowd immediately return to his duties as head coach of the hockey team. We're now moving on to our second public forum, if there's anybody who would like to be heard. Seeing no one, we have a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Mr. Walsh, seconded by Mrs. Mueller. All those in favor?
Aye.
Thank you.